I'll touch on a number of things. There are some new developments that are worth talking about. There's some hopeful signs from the government, believe it or not. There are little known tidbits of information which I'll try to deal with. And can we turn the projector on? I'll have some fun. I threw in five slides at the beginning. This is one I like. How many of you know what this is? It's called Jumbo, believe it or not. And it's a huge steel cylinder, 24 feet long, 12 feet in diameter, over 200 tons. Now, why do I show you this dumb thing? Well, because it was moved in secret from Ohio to the Trinity site where the first nuclear weapon was exploded. It was originally intended by some bright guy that they would explode the weapon inside this cylinder, so if it didn't work, they wouldn't lose a few billion dollars worth of plutonium. Cooler heads prevailed. They hung it up not too far away. It survived the blast, incidentally. But people who say you can't keep secrets, and how could you keep a crash saucer secret? If you can keep a monster like that secret, moving it overland with several trucks hauling, an incredible thing, from Ohio to New Mexico during the war in secret. Secrets can be kept. Now, this is Colonel, at that time, William Blanchard. You know, I'm the original investigator, the civilian investigator of the Roswell incident. I was not there in 1947. I was 13 that year. My bar mitzvah was about the time of the crash. You know, something important happened to me, too. That was one heck of a party we had. The reason I show you Bill Blanchard's picture, I am so sick and tired of the nasty, noisy negativists claiming that all the people involved with Roswell were a bunch of nuts, kooks, quacks, UFO buffs, that Colonel Blanchard, the guy who caused the press release to be issued, I'm presuming you've all read Crash at Corona. If not, I have a few copies outside. We can make up for that deficiency. That Colonel Blanchard must have been banished to Siberia for putting out that stupid press release saying they'd recovered a crash flying saucer. Well, Bill Blanchard was from the all-star class of West Point, 1938. He became a four-star general. He was only a colonel at this time. By the time he was 48 years old, and when he died in 1966 of a massive heart attack in the Pentagon, he was vice chief of staff of the United States Air Force. I don't know whether he would have become chief of staff or not. I suppose nobody knows. The point is, he was not some dingbat who got banished to Siberia. An incredibly strong military career. The same holds for a lot of the other people involved. They were not crazy people, lazy people, nobodies. Now, this is sort of a modified mogul balloon, the official explanation of what happened. Having no basis in fact, yes, there were mogul balloons launched in New Mexico. Yes, a flying saucer crashed and was recovered, two of them to be precise, at least two. That's about as close as we come to a connection between the two. That's sort of guilt by association. You know, it's one of those silly kind of synthesis like 98% of heroin addicts at age 22 drank milk at age 2, therefore drinking milk at age 2 causes heroin addiction at 22. That's nonsense. Yes, there were mogul balloons. There was nothing special about mogul balloons except their purpose. But their construction, the craft, etc., perfectly normal, conventional. All the ranchers out there knew what balloons were like. I just spent a week out in New Mexico. I'm very optimistic about the results. I was with a science editor from a major European news magazine, science editor, a guy with a PhD in physics. We talked to all the key older Roswell witnesses. Visited the sites. I think he'll do a serious job. I wish U.S. News and World Report would get their act together and do a similar job. You must have seen the article in which it was stated. It's a lovely quote. Let's see. Talking about the person in charge of the big celebration at Roswell, Linda and I will both be there in early July. The former oil and gas developer is spearheading an effort to turn the 50th anniversary of something that almost certainly never happened. The crash of a flying saucer in Roswell in 1947 into the biggest, most lucrative live event of the summer, which almost certainly never happened. If you want to get technical, no, the saucer didn't crash in Roswell, so technically that's true. It crashed outside Roswell a good long way. I mean out in the boondocks, way out in the boondocks. When you go there, you understand what I mean. And I've heard people say they're going to take tours to the crash site. Well, not the real crash site, not the debris field. You might be interested in knowing. There's a place you can go. If you go to Roswell, you can go to museums. There's two. 29,000 people have already this year visited the big museum. There is a site where you can take a bus tour to. $15 a pop. The Corn Ranch. There is now a letter at the museum saying from people who lived on that ranch, whose family owned that area in 1947, they rode on horseback all over the place. There was never a word from the ranchers who did talk to each other. And you couldn't gain access with a vehicle to that site until after 1960. Only by horseback to that supposed site that Frank Kaufman says they drove right on up to. So it'll be interesting to see what happens as these facts become more known. Anyway, Mogul Balloon, we've known about it for many years. No reason to say there's any connection. The materials don't match. There's no evidence that one was launched at the right time to have been covered in the right, recovered in the right place. No evidence that the stuff in General Ramey's office was from a Mogul Balloon either. So it's garbage. Quite frankly, I used to say nice things about the Air Force. I've given up on that. They don't deserve it anymore. They're lying, and that bothers me. And they're lying to senators and congressmen. And that bothers me even more. It should bother you, too, when public, quote, servants lie to the public.